My inmate number is ND7568. The title of this piece is called Roe versus Wade. This is Kenwan Congo Jr. calling from a prison camp behind enemy lines. On June 24th, 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that an abortion is no longer a federal constitutional right. Now, we all know that freedom is founded on an individual having power over their own individual body. When a person loses control over their physical self, they also lose their liberty. The choice to have an abortion or not means to have control over one's own body. So to take this away means to oppose human freedom itself. Whether we are pro-life or pro-choice, we all agree that women should not be in such a unfortunate situation to begin with, to even have to consider such a difficult choice. This is not an individual problem. All the responsibility is not to be placed on the, I'm gonna start that sentence over. All the responsibility is not to be placed on the woman. We must acknowledge cultural, institutional, and social factors as well. Society should be transformed in such a way that it renders this decision obsolete. Instead of scapegoating women, look at the situation in its totality. I recall the Me Too movement. Say her name. The sexual division of labor. The feminization of poverty. Sexual objectification. And the list of human atrocity goes on. How long must women bear this burden alone? Women should have the right to an abortion. They also have the right not to be in a position to begin with. I encourage the acknowledgement of cultural, social, and institutional factors. Pro-choice nor pro-life is enough. We need a proactive response. Society must be transformed. This is Kenwan Congo Jr. calling from a prison camp behind enemy lines. Thank y'all. All power to the people.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.